You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
You are with Cape Talk and you're having lunch with me, Awungile Ganzele Nzele, as your time is standing at 11 minutes before we get to 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Now, the Sirius Rail Company's iconic steam train has resumed its travels between Cape Town and Elgin after being halted since March last year at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, prior to the pandemic, you'll remember that the train had been operating every weekend, taking people of somewhat of a journey back in time on a steam locomotive from Cape Town into the Elgin Valley. The train is back in action after 20 months, departing from Dock Rail Road in Cape Town all the way to Elgin Railway Market. The trip takes about 4 hours, making its way up the winding mountainside along Solaris Pass before heading into Grabo and the valley below. It offers a real family experience and even has a fully licensed bar on board and services a variety of snacks and refreshments. But to tell you a bit more about this is Rick Porter from the Sirius Rail Company. Rick, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Abs, and thank you for the invitation to join you guys today. We really appreciate it. Thank you for the introduction. You almost told my whole story.
Look, I must say, because it's one of those iconic things. I mean, talking from someone who's previously from Egreber, you know, you used to read about the steam train. You see it. Okay, I thought I wasn't going to make that sound, but it just came natural. What can I do? But tell us more about the history of this train.
Well, Abs, this company was started in 2013 by the Beckett family from Cirrus and related to the Cirrus Golf Estate. And it was initially started with the purpose of moving road-friendly or rail-friendly freight from road to rail. And out of that flowed the tourism entity and the restoration of these steam trains and heritage coaches that we now use to transport passengers from Cape Town to various locations. Elgin Railway Market is one of them, but we have a few other locations that we release from time to time to allow South Africans and people from the Western Cape and overseas tourists to see South Africa from a completely different perspective and not to have to guide themselves along it, but to actually see these sites through a different pair of eyes.
Now, We've all felt it. We've all been through it. There was the pandemic where everything just came to a grinding halt. And I'm sure you felt it also to your core. But how popular was it before the pandemic brought it all to a halt?
Well, Abs, we were full every single weekend. The weekends that we ran twice, we were full to the brim all of the weekends. And then COVID hit, as you said. And that dealt a major blow to us. And we've had to use the time in the last 20 months to do a lot of maintenance actions and just to keep head above water. But as you've seen, we've relaunched our service and our ticket sales are flying. We are full or almost full up until the middle of January already.
And so for the many of our listeners that are saying, all right, this is a tantalizing opportunity to get back on the train once again, what are some of the fun things to do if, shall I say, I take my family with me?
Well, if you take your family with you, there are quite a few different options for you on board. There's our dining car that has a variety of snacks and drinks. We've got our bar car for the aged people, when I say aged, above the age of 18, to enjoy some refreshments. And then also you have the opportunity, which is unique to this, where because you're not driving yourself around, you sit with your family, you tell them stories, and a lot of the older generation especially remember their train rides from when they were kids and the stories of those rides and the adventures they had. And it just creates a bonding family experience that people remember for years to come.
And, you know, this one, I'm asking for a friend, right? So please take it that way that I'm asking for a friend, because I'm a very big guy and I don't do childish things. I'm just asking, if the driver of the train, right, was steaming down and then I was standing by the railroad and then I did the train horn sign, would he press the horn for me?
If he sees you, I'm sure he'll blow his horn for you. We love engaging people next to the railways. And if it's safe for him to blow that horn without it having a double meaning, he would most likely do that.
Hey, like I said, it's not for me. I was asking for a friend. I'd never do that, of course. I mean, talk to me about pricing then. What are we looking at?
Okay, basically, so we've actually cut our prices since the beginning of COVID because we really wanted to make it friendly for the local economy and not just cater to overseas tourists. We have family coupes, which cater for up to four people for R1,500 in total. We have family compartments, which cater for up to six people for R2,900. And then we have the individual seating called day seating for R625 a ticket. And then obviously, if you've got bigger groups, you want to bring your whole family, grandma, grandpa, nieces, nephews, we have our observation car, which takes between 15 and 28 people, and that comes at a per-person rate.
And just one last question for you. I mean, we know it's an iconic train, and we understand the beauty that one gets to experience when on this train, but just how rooted is the train to the tourism culture in the Western Cape?
Well, the train forms an iconic part of that, in that we don't just offer a train ride. This is actually a destination in itself. It's part of the experience. But we take people on a journey while getting to their destination. So, for instance, the Elgin Railway Market. I mean, that's become a classic market in the Western Cape, and we take people there. Cirrus, as a tourism destination, we take people there. And we actually allow people to experience rail as more than just a form of transport, but actually an experience, a journey back in time.
Rick, this is for you. This is from Eugene in Paarl, who says, "Hi, Abs. Rick, it would be so nice if you go to Franschhoek with the train one day. I know it's a problem, but one day, please."
Well, I actually have an idea. I know who this Eugene is. And Eugene, thank you for your comment. We appreciate that. We are in talks with the various parties on the Franschhoek line. But as you know, the Franschhoek 1 tram runs an excellent service on that line. So at the moment, that will definitely have to do. And hopefully we have some news for you in the next few years on that line too.
Talking about news, here we all are. We want to get involved. We want to be part of the beautiful ride. Where do we go? What are the times?
If you need to book, you go to www.ceresrail, that's ceresrail.co.za. When we depart at 8 o'clock in the morning from the Harbour Bridge Hotel platform, which is very close to the CTICC. There's safe parking there. You arrive about a half an hour before your journey and you're checked into your allocated seat on board, and then your journey begins.
Some questions coming in on the WhatsApp line. We're going to try and squeeze them in there, starting off with the first one that says, any plans to stop in Somerset West?
We do have options that if people contact us on our bookings email, bookings with an S, at ceresrail.co.za, we can accommodate picking people up in Somerset West and dropping people off there. We have done that quite a few times before.
Another SMS coming in saying, can one buy a one-way ticket to Elgin?
There are options, once again, if they contact us at our bookings email. It all depends on our bookings for the day, because obviously if we book for one way, it takes up a seat in one direction but not on the way back. But we're open to talk about anything. So we can make a plan for anyone. It's all about the experience. It's all about the customer. And we will make it happen.
You know, Rick, you can't take South Africans anywhere. You know, you try to work with them, but they always come up with their sense of humor. Got an SMS here coming in saying, well, at least Rick and them don't have to worry about cable theft.
Well, that is true. It's a sad state of affairs, but we know that our partners at PRASA and Metrorail and Transnet Freight Rail are doing their absolute best to get this network back into shape, and we're thankful for their support in this.
Yeah, and just also from my side, and also still harping on the whole pandemic, having been halted for up to 20 months altogether, it must just be a good feeling to be back on again. We're talking about you as management, but we're also talking about employees.
Yes, definitely. Our employees, we've looked after very carefully for the last 20 months. They've been working for us, and they've been pulling their weight in maintenance, doing jobs that they don't normally do, just to make sure that things still happen. And we've lost quite a few people during COVID just to resignations, etc. But we still have a very good core team, and everyone knows what they're doing. So we're doing really well at the moment. COVID did impact us, as I say, and on board, the experience, we definitely keep control of COVID measures and stick to the government regulations. So we're very happy to say that we're safely back on the way.
Thank you so very much, Rick Porter, who is a manager of the tours at the Sirius Rail Company. Hey, South Africans, at least they don't have to worry about cable theft. Hey, you guys.